Money being money means mother, somebody who cares. Gingi means being industrious. So I'm trying to promote the spirit amongst ourselves that we mustn't wait for something or somebody, but let's do what we can do. So what we do, we have a project that falls under social responsibility. That's all the vulnerable groups, the abused women, people that are disabled, early learning centers, old age youth, and that falls under social responsibility.
Now, Lillian, tell me a little bit about your natural soap making initiative. You do this in collaboration with the Sarki Bartman Center for Abused Women.
Yes, we did. And then we were very lucky, friends of mine, the Embassy of the Netherlands, they liked it very much. They said, this is a humanitarian project. Would like to help you to fund it to start doing something. Because our whole ethos is that rather than saying these are abused women and we give them protection now, but after that, where do they go? They need to get something where they can generate income, where instead of going back to the abusive situation, they can be empowered to be doing something for themselves.
And how exactly is that? Because I know apparently the whole natural soap making initiative has to do with the whole idea. It's quite a metaphor for making the necessary changes in your life and starting a bit of a clean slate for these ladies.
Yes, exactly. We call it a dignity project because it's restoring that dignity. But what all it is also is that the metaphor symbolic of the soap is that you're trying to wash away all of that. We have the natural way, we add vanilla and where we also add some eucalyptus. But we also have the regular way, we have lavender, lemon, rose, sandalwood and sea breeze. But the whole thing, you're right, is about how do I wash away whatever has not been okay in my life, but rather sitting and being a victim of a situation, how do I rise above that and do something?
What exactly is the Dignity Project?
The Dignity Project is about making this soap that is made very simply. If we call it Dignity Project because it's meant to be humanitarian, to bring back their dignity.